people struck by Hansen's disease or leprosy were the subject of an international conference in Rome last week. Jointly organized by the Vatican's Pontifical Council for Healthcare Workers and a number of charitable foundations and organizations, the June 9th and 10th conference brought together leading experts in treating and caring for those with Hansen's disease from across the world to discuss the theme Towards Holistic Care for People with Hansen's Disease, Respectful of Their Dignity. Although curable, around 200,000 new cases of Hansen's disease are diagnosed each year worldwide, and this has a devastating impact on their social and economic future, forcing patients, sometimes with their entire family, to live on the margins of society. The disfiguring yet curable disease is still very prevalent in many poorer areas of the world, especially in India, Brazil, and Indonesia. Among those participating in the conference was Indian priest Father Arpudam Arulsami, Assistant Director of the Catholic Health Association of India, or CHAI. In an interview to Vatican Radio, Father Arulsami spoke about the situation of Hansen's disease in India. He began by talking about his experience at the Vatican conference.
Actually, personally, I'm very glad that I attended this conference. But the beginning only, I would like to stress one point, which in this conference, they have asked everyone to use the word Hansen disease instead of the word leprosy.
Because that has a taboo.
Yeah, taboo. And my presentation was on the current status of Hansen disease in India and the role of the Indian Catholic Church to reach out to the socially excluded people affected by Hansen disease.
Talking about the current situation, the global situation today, what would be India's share of the global burden of Hansen's disease?
To tell you frankly, India has the highest load of affected people in the world, 58%, which is alarming. And India, Brazil, Indonesia, these are the three countries having the maximum number of affected people. And India's load is very, very high. That is 58%.
Why is it? Because the government is not interested?
No, actually, to tell you, according to the government data, they say that it has been eliminated. They go with the World Health Organization's criteria.
What is the criteria?
Criteria is it should be 1% out of 10,000. However, there are some fresh cases being detected by our member institutions. And I would like to give some information that Bihar has got the highest number of Hansen disease patients with 18,188 in Bihar alone. And next comes Maharashtra with 16,400 people affected. And third is Orissa with 10,645 people affected by Hansen disease. So there are still cases. Even during my visit to different member institutions, I see people, our own sisters working in these leprosariums, saying that there are fresh cases. But I, at the same time, I would like to say another important information. Of all the new cases detected, more than 10% of new cases are children below 14 years. So that is really alarming, not only for us, even I think government is aware of this.
What are the methods that India is using to fight it? Not just the disease itself, but also the stigma that is attached to it.
Though government also is trying their very best, medically is not being much done because according to government, Hansen disease is eradicated. Whereas, but though there are cases, but the only thing regarding removing the stigma, removing the discrimination, at least they try to propagate that they are also normal people like us. This is what we do in the Catholic Health Association of India. Our sisters, not only they treat the people affected with Hansen diseases medically, we are also trying to help them out psychologically through counseling, through different rehabilitation program, and people, even those who are recovered, we give them new life by providing maybe houses and small skills and give them employment and some even our own institutions. That is one hospital in Madhya Pradesh run by our sisters. where people, those who have recovered, they have been employed in the same leprosariums, which is a great thing, because through these kind of methods, we would like to emphasize that these people also can be brought back to normal life.
Now, Father, could you tell us how many centers or leprosariums the Catholic Church of India is managing under you, that is, CHAI?
Yeah, I just would like to say, once upon a time, we were running 165 homes for those who are affected by Hansen disease.
All of India?
All of India. But unfortunately, because of various reasons, including lack of sufficient funds to manage these homes, today we are managing only 60 homes. That is really shocking. We are just helpless because of lack of funds. Not for even government does not come up with any more assistance to help out these people. But whenever we get some funds, we try to help out our sisters who are in the field trying to help out these people affected by Hansen disease. And also number is comparatively is also less. Though day by day it is decreasing, which is a good sign, but still there are cases. So with the limited facilities available, we are trying to help out the people affected by Hansen disease. Actually, for government of India, they want to include these people also in the normal medical care facilities. They ask them to come to the normal medical hospitals or dispensaries and they to get treated. However, when these people go to these regular hospitals, they are not receiving similar attention which they would get in specialized leprosariums. As they do not get specific attention, these people do not go further into the regular hospitals.
Father, you said just now that you try to help these patients with Hansen's disease by giving them a source of livelihood. What about educating the general mass where this taboo, this sort of a stigma against this disease still exists socially?
As of now, we are not doing anything. But this is one of the lessons that I have learned in this conference that I attended, that we would like to educate our school children. There is a particular project which is being done in Japan where they invite the school children to these leprosariums, ask them to spend days and time, and they get educated about that this is not contagious, as well as this is curable, treatable. Once we give this information, this awareness program to school children, rest of the society will get the information message. This is what we are going to do next when I go back to India through our association.
Now, in this 9th and 10th June international conference held in the Vatican here, I believe they also had invited several victims of Hansen's disease to speak out their experience, their testimonies. I believe there were also Indians among them.
Yes, there were three people from India. I would like to say it was an immense experience for me being with them, participating in this conference and having the meals together. That was very unforgettable experience. Having been there, I would like to say, I think it is possible for everybody. When we recognize them that they are also like us, their self-esteem increases. The more they get feel good about themselves, I'm sure that they will have that life which they lost because of this disease or because of the rejection by people, will get back. They will get back.
And that was, I believe, the central point of this conference, dealing with the holistic care of these people who are affected by the Hansen's disease, as well as stressing on their human dignity.
Yes. This is what I would like to again stress. See, a disease can be cured, but what about the psychological wound that they have received? I think we Catholics, we Christians, this is what we need to focus. We need to give them that psychological real life. Give them that respect. Give that understanding. And once we give them that respect, that dignity, they'll become fully alive as Christ said.
And this Vatican conference taking place in the Year of Mercy, that also I believe is very, very timely and very, very appropriate.
Yeah. Pope Francis, this is what he has sent out the message to all the participants, that as God the Father is merciful, we also need to show the mercy to sick and suffering and those who are affected by Hansen disease. That was remarkable, and I am inspired. And this is what I would like to do when I go back, to inspire people, to help them to become aware of that this disease is not contagious. It can be treated, and it can be more treated the more we give them that respect, dignity to those people affected. We need to welcome back as Christ welcomed those people affected through his healing, as Jesus touched them, and through his touch, he welcomed them back to the society. I think this is what we need to also do, welcome them back to the society, give back the respect, dignity which they lost.
That was Indian priest Father Arpudam Arulsami, Assistant Director of the Catholic Health Association of India, CHAI, talking about Hansen's disease in India. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.